Welcome to the Poolcast, where we talk about pool trends in the U.S. and in Soviet Ukraine.
Billiards.
Yes, it's pools, water, pool. Water, and,
yeah, I knew you were.
Water and table. We cover all aspects of pool. First, let's talk pool. Let's talk snooker news. Hi, we're the Ghoulcast.
Hi.
I'm Chris. Across-ish from me is...
Paul.
And then to the whatever next to him is...
Glenn.
And that's us! Lucifer, since it's the holidays, he has to get ready for Krampus Eve.
Right.
So he is...
he's cramping.
Yes, he ate far too many...
toilet.
Halloween chocolates, and he has got a bad case of the Krampuses. But hopefully he's going to work that out by the holiday and fill his sack. With holiday cheer. So, it's been a while.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. It's been a minute.
It's been a dog. We have a new dog since you've been...
Right.
Yeah, so it's been a dog.
It's a dog ago.
Yeah.
It is a dog ago.
It has been like, what, a couple of months, though, since we actually...
Since we, like, actually got together.
Physical things.
Right.
Summer. At
wow.
some point.
Wow. Merry Christmas.
I had a job. It was
right.
that far ago.
Right.
Bum, 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 bum. Boom. So it was a minute ago.
It was a while ago.
So...
Anyway.
So yeah, like Friday 13th, 17 came out. The new Nightmare on Elm Street with Brad Pitt came out. That was pretty good. The new Chucky with Roseanne Barr. That was good.
That's true. Johnny Depp 6, which is Deep 6 with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Deep 6.
I didn't know where you were going, but I like it.
Johnny Depp 5.
Yeah.
Johnny
that.
Depp.
So it was a mix of like the Short Circuit series and Johnny Depp. Oddly enough, he's just himself in the movie. Johnny Five, I'm Johnny Depp. Yep. Hellraiser's been rebooted four times since the last episode we did.
DG version, Hackraiser.
Yep.
Stole your joke.
Well, Marvel bought out.
Right.
So
it's a Marvel world now.
Yeah, so now it's a PG-13 and
sad. And you can't call him Pinhead no more.
No.
It's not politically correct.
No, but it's
you just have to call him
Needleface.
Yep.
Nail cranium.
Nail brain. He's a Marvel villain.
Right. Right.
He's Venom's new villain, I guess, in Venom 4.
He wears a porcupine costume.
Yeah. but no, it has been a minute, so do you want to like catch up real quick before we get into the
sure.
the meat of the matter? How you guys been?
Great,
that's our Glenn.
Wonderful.
We missed the whole Halloween season too.
Yeah.
How was the haunt?
The haunt was wonderful. I run a home haunt, Scarage Town, from my yard, and it was great. We had like a ton of publicity this year for some reason. I didn't try to get publicity for it because I'm sort of like, I don't want 500 people to come to my house. Because
yeah, I almost was going to put it out. I was almost going to put it out on the page. And I'm like, I don't know if he's trying to get that kind of feeling. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, well, I wasn't for sure if we'd be able to put the structure up like we usually do. So I was sort of like kind of keeping it up. Lower.
Well, you didn't put the structure up like you usually do.
No.
Right? The family didn't. You were surprised.
My wife and two oldest daughters.
Look at that.
Built the structure themselves while I was gone to a show.
Yeah. Was it better than it usually is?
It was at least as good. And it
go.
Stayed up longer.
Wow.
It did. It stayed up a little bit longer than usual because they braced the sides and everything.
Right.
But nice. Yeah, they did a good job on that. And
cool.
I was surprised. I walked up. I'm like, no way. They built the haunt while I was gone. I was only, what? It was... Went from Fright Fest day.
Oh, okay.
Came home and the haunt was up.
Oh, yeah, we had the whole event and stuff. We haven't done this
yeah.
one. Whole event!
So it went well. I played Michael Myers. It was fun. And it was extra cool because, you know, the movie just came out like 2 weeks
oh,
before.
Yeah.
So kids were like, holy crap! They were more scared than they used to be.
Right.
Because they knew who it was more now.
Right. Yeah, they've seen Austin, they've seen Austin
Powers. In their mind.
It's not.
They see Austin Powers and Mike
yeah,
Myers.
Yeah, baby.
Mike Myers is frightening.
It's not Porky Myers.
Right. Right.
Like.
Yeah.
He got on a better diet and got some exercise. And... So yeah, like we all three saw the Halloween movie. Did we all like it? Because Dave didn't. Right? I mean,
loved it.
Lucifer didn't.
He was so on it.
But... He's like, I like part four way better.
He keeps doubling down on it. So whatever. He ain't gonna hear this.
Hey, he can't be right half the time.
Right.
All the time, whatever.
Yeah, I liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I don't want to say things like I had issues with it, but there were a few things that I,
well, I mean,
would have
fair,
done differently.
It's fair to have issues with it. Like
I didn't really have issues though. I like how it is as is.
Yeah.
Just like there was a couple things I might have done differently. You know.
Ugh, you.
Just a couple of small things. They weren't huge, and
I
like the things that you liked about it. I agree.
Well, then those are correct.
Right. Since I double your opinion.
Right, right.
We are now right.
Then now you are right, sir.
But I like.
No, but it was really cool. I mean, they update. I felt like they it was true to the ones in the past, but made for now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
yeah, yeah. Like
that's my final takeaway on it is, I don't know how you make a better.
Yeah.
Well, because people
in 2018,
people didn't like the jokey kid, and I'm like, well, no. Here's the thing: kids are funny.
What?
Like for
the little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was great.
He was great because it was
the kid being babysat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was perfect.
It's because people for some reason forget kids are kids are funny.
I know.
Like,
kids
and it's
just
better.
Like
it's better than having like the kid like be a stereotypical like I am scared. Oh my gosh, monster! Ah, like it's like right. No, he was a character. Like they actually made him a character. Like
no,
that
when
was
he
good.
Was when he was scared too, he said things that an actual scared kid
yes,
would
like,
say that isn't really meant to be funny. Or, we're laughing at it because we're watching it. But him saying like no, you go upstairs.
Yeah.
That's true. To what
he also knows that it would be funny. There's nothing wrong with having a smart kid.
Sure,
this is the kind of things that Miley would do.
Yeah.
So you know, my daughter. So I thought that was great and felt organic.
Yeah.
Some of the teen jokes didn't fall for me.
I think the biggest weirdness I have for the whole movie, and it makes you wonder, like some of those things where I'm just like, did they cut it? Like what happened to the boyfriend? Like it's
jerky boyfriend.
Yeah, because so there's a character in it for anybody who hasn't seen it. Like literally, he's written out of the movie, and like.
Sure.
He's not needed for the rest of the movie, but it's like literally, and I get it, again.
Only you would understand this, but he was Jackie Chan out of the movie. Remember?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan would have a cousin.
Yeah.
You'd
oh, yeah.
He'd be important.
Yeah.
But you'd never see him again in the movie. Like, this is my cousin.
It makes sense because the movie happens over a course of a night, and there's no reason he would have been part of things.
You don't need to follow him.
But it was weird because he was kind of a bigger character, just to kind of. I mean, there's a weird.
The whole character was MacGuffin.
There's a weird plot thing in it that we all accept is very kind of odd, but is understandable. Again, I just think, I feel like there's stuff that they probably left on the cutting room floor that would, I mean, would
tie it up a little bit more.
And I mean, I get why they, again, like it's.
Even with the weird plot thing, they didn't dwell on it.
Yeah.
That was what was
it happened
acceptable
and
about
it. What it was.
It is kind of like, but.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think sometimes. The obsession and need for horror movies to be like so like 90 minutes
right.
or 95 minutes,
right?
Like
it's gotta
has
be right
to
here.
Like it's, it has to be fast moving and it's like it just doesn't stop and it's like once you hit this point, he's got to keep going. I get it. Like you don't want to stop like in the climax
and
have
lot
like
of ground to cover.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah,
because I thought how did they pack all that into this?
Yeah. When you think about it,
the reason
they put a lot in there.
The reasons for it all seemed stupid. Like the kind of kickoff to the movie, but like it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like it made sense in retrospect.
I like it in a psycho kind of way where you feel like, oh, you're with some main characters, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the biggest thing is, wow, the dogs are having fun. The biggest thing for me is that they show Michael Myers walking around too much.
Strolling.
I don't have to see how he gets into houses that he's there. I want Michael Myers to just be there.
He should just be like, doodaloo! Did you just make a sound? Stab.
Paul hates all the scenes where Michael Myers is thumbing a ride to the tower.
Right.
You know, how did he get there?
Getting winded. Looking at this.
Who cares how he got there?
He's looking at a map like...
The whole thing is that he's supposed to be everywhere, so I don't need to watch him walk into a back door.
But no,
But
that's a flash... Kind of back to, like, I think that's a connector part. I mean, even though they kind of disavow part two, that's a connector to part two, because that's, like, that whole sequence you're thinking of, that's straight out of part two, where you see him kind of wandering around to get the knife, like, again, where he, like...
Right. Well, yeah. That one I could forget.
It's kind of Michael Myers' slice of life, like...
Yeah, that one I could
like,
forget.
Hey, it's Michael!
But even then, and it also was a little, you know...
Yeah. And it also is great for audience tension. But I've seen him walk in behind...
You could get away with that once, but you can't keep doing it.
I think it's the bomb
in the room. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't work.
But you know what it was though, and I get it was. I mean, it wasn't heavy handed, but I mean, you could feel the hand on your shoulder. I think it was. They realized that after several sequels, they needed to remind people, like, no, he is dangerous.
Right.
Like he is kind of a snake out of a box.
And it is 2018.
It's like you needed to know, like, he's focused on someone, but, like, if you get in his way or he just decides for whatever fucking reason, like, meh. Like, right. And you got to see, like, kind of more of a much more brutal Michael Myers, where it's, like, just no bones about it.
Yeah.
The kid and dad to the bus. Yep. I mean, pretty amazing. I watching it, like, I kind of knew that could happen. Right. But the shock of seeing it too, you were like, oh wow, okay, this movie's really gonna go somewhere.
Right. Which you can be like, okay, the director's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Which is a throwback kind of a feel.
Yeah.
And then it sets up something later.
It does.
In a cool way, kind of.
Yeah.
Which, so, that I liked.
Oh, yeah.
Really, overall, I mean, like I said, I don't see how you can make a better Halloween sequel, especially.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Well, I mean,
one of the things I kept seeing, too, was that the one criticism I saw online a few times was people complaining that it was too overtly feminist.
Oh, what?
That's silly.
Yeah, because of the end.
Oh my god.
They were like, it's so heavy-handed.
Well, I hate that the movie is so focused on a main character that's a woman, despite the fact that the main character's always been the woman. Right. Like, but it's still
generations was the idea.
That's cool.
Did someone you
I
know...
I thought so too,
did,
but...
That's
someone you know didn't
me.
Say this, did it? Or you just saw it on site?
No, I just saw it, yeah.
Fucking trolls are trolls. Like,
I have seen it a lot.
I don't know what... It's weird that the motherfuckers that say that shit all the time are the ones always desperate to get laid, but they hate women. Like, they're just like, I will do anything to get laid. Like, I just want to put my wiener near a lady. But, like, they fucking just hate
girls don't rule the world.
Yes, always. It's like, bro. Bro.
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, to me, that would be one in the pro category.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? It's the... greatest, arguably the greatest final girl of all time is part of her story.
It's part of the Marvel Universe problem or the Star Wars problem where people are like, it's just not what I wanted.
Right. People gotta stop doing that.
Yeah.
Just let the story be a story.
Well, I would rather... Whatever, fuck them. Like, people are stupid.
That was a pretty incredible
movie.
Just
let it be a story and move on.
And as I said on Mr. Fulci's page, fans are crybabies. That's all they do, especially nowadays. They're so fucking... hampered and fucking, like, people suck their dicks left and right about shit. Like, I just want to make a movie for the fans. I want to see a filmmaker, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make my movie.
Yeah.
If you like it, good. If you don't like it, both ways, fuck you.
Right.
Well, I mean,
like, studio backing, it won't happen.
Okay. Well, which is, you know, I mean,
they have to even pretend.
I guess people like Tom Six, though, do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Technically, the film plan, I think, for movies like Serbian film are that.
Right.
I don't care what the fans think.
Well, shit.
Here you go.
No. He's probably like, no, I know what fans are going to like this.
Yeah, that's true.
He knows which one.
Yeah. There is a certain fan base, I'm sure. Yeah,
and they're,
right.
You know, the real horror fans.
No, but the music in Halloween, so good.
God.
So good.
So good. It could have been Resurrection. I would have been like, oh, this music's really cool. Thank God it wasn't Resurrection. Right,
it was good. No, I'm trying to
think. No, but it's, I'm sure it gave Paul an erection.
Oh.
So, Resurrection.
Hello.
So, did you guys see Overlord?
I haven't seen it yet.
So, no. Overlord's really good. Like, cool. I was... The beginning was... Like, I can't imagine this... Because it was an IMAX for, like, a literal second. Like, the opening is very... Is in the realm of intensity as Saving Private Ryan.
Oh,
not
wow.
not as, because that's like 20 fucking minutes at least
right.
of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of like, shit's fucked up. Like for the first chunk of the movie, you're just like, damn. Like that's super fucking intense. Like
Welcome to this world.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. It's like a much bigger part of the movie than I thought it would be. But like, it's more of a war movie with just like, they kind of have that other stuff going on. But it was really solid. Like I was very surprised. It was very, very good.
Cool.
Yeah, Dave was going on about it, too.
I can't remember. I think that was it. Like, I don't know if any other big horror movies have come out that I can think of. I mean, we've all seen a bunch of stuff otherwise, but I'm sure Glenn's seen whatever new Sherlock Horn movie there
is. No.
Children of the Corn Party. Are we on Party?
No.
No, don't act like you don't know.
No. I didn't watch those at all.
Children in the Hood. What's popping?
Oh. Yes.
That's pretty good, actually.
Oh, I'm going to write that. That's pretty good.
Bunch of assholes.
Look, the two places horror franchises have to go to die are in the Hood and in space.
Look, yeah. I've only seen two Children of the Corn movies. Weirdly enough, it was 1 and 6, so I get teased about this watching six. Children of the Corn 6.
Why did you jump to 6? Was this on?
No, I think I got it for free from somebody. Oh.
You're still paying that price then.
I am.
It wasn't as free as you thought.
No. Years later, look at the guy who knows anything about the corn.
Shut up, I just know a little bit. Mankind! I'm going to summon who you walks behind the rooms.
Oh, man.
I can't believe they're making another fucking, like, Leprechaun movie, and it's like the proper sequel to the original, I don't know, where the fuck, it's just...
Yeah, but see, I...
Fuck it.
But
no.
But why are they doing that? Because
this is like
when you don't call something a sequel... The bombs, like Ghostbusters. If if they would have just said, "Yeah, this takes place in the Ghostbusters universe," people would have accepted it more.
Just call it Ghostbusters.
And no, it's the same people that hated Halloween for being feminist. Hated Ghostbusters.
That's
probably
part of it too.
I don't want to watch a bunch of ladies
because all the young people don't care about our old favorite stuff.
True.
And the people our age aren't going to see reboots.
Right.
So they have to make it a sequel, even if it's this stringent line.
But it's funny. With Leprechaun, it's funny because they did like 100 movies with fucking Warwick Davis, and then they rebooted it.
Right.
With a whole like with the wrestler guy. Wasn't that the official reboot?
Yeah.
Hug Swallow. Like I can't remember his character name. Like
Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And now they got another. I don't know. And I'm just like
Horn Gobbler.
It's just like. It's dumb to begin with, and then like, oh, it's going to be great. It's set at a fucking sorority. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Right.
Fucking great. I was so bummed out because they made, Drew DeWalt made a Leprechaun movie, like, for sci-fi, and I watched some of it, and I'm like, this is stupid. His short films are so fucking good, and this is stupid as shit. Stupid shit, because they made him more of a monster, and I'm like...
You're losing the part of it that might be appealing.
Yeah. I just... Well, that character I'll accept as wisecracking and stuff. I literally have never seen a Leprechaun movie. I've seen bits and pieces of a bunch of them. I saw way too goddamn much of the space one, and it offended me to my core.
I over and over I've seen Leprechaun the Hood at least 20 times in Espanol.
What?
It has to be in Espanol. It just
donde es el Leprechaun?
So Ice-T doing the dialogue. And it's in Espanol, and it cracks me up so much.
What's funny is...
We do watching parties together, I'm not
serious?
Lying, I am serious.
Because this sounds like you're goofing with me.
I'm not. We've done it so many times.
But no, I mean, it's funny, though. That's what's funny is that it's kind of its own subgenre. Like, it's almost... That's more popular than the rest of the series.
I haven't seen any of the other ones.
That's because that's what everybody always brings up, and that's when I'm like, oh man, that's funny as shit. Like, it's because it's just weird.
It's pretty
and
funny. It's odd.
It's Leprechaun so, in the hood, and he's just getting stoned. And, you know, it's like,
and Ice T's there.
Yeah.
That makes it funny. I might have seen Leprechaun years ago.
I saw, like I said, I saw in too much of the space one. I'm just like, the fuck it. Someone actually fucking paid the shit that won't get made, and some asshole made this. I just can't. You're right. And I couldn't. And I'm sure they're like, yeah, but we got our ROI. We got a return on investment on that. We wouldn't put in blah, blah. It's like, fuck you and your horse and your mother. With the horse. And I hope the horse is dead.
Children of the Corn in the Hood. What's poppin'? I can't let that one go.
Starring Orson Welles and Rich Little.
Rich Little and
like,
John Huston.
No, see, oh my God, I've already got the plot for it. So there is a popcorn company that's gentrifying a neighborhood by like putting in a factory, and like the rich owner is like gentrifying the neighborhood, and like. And his family are part of the, like, their religion is the corn religion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He who walks behind the row houses.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I gotta re-examine my life.
Yep. Whatever.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Give me some more franchises and I'll redo them for you.
What's it called? Channel Zero.
Yeah, that third season was. Did you see it yet?
I'm still not all the way through it.
It's good. I mean, I'm
trying to wait for my wife.
All of their seasons, because this is season 4, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all the seasons are like, they're not like brilliant, but they're so like consistently good. And there is like definitely, and all of them have a. Like a genuine feeling of dread and unease through all of them. We're just like, oh, I don't.
And there's
I don't
something
like
sort of original about them all.
Oh yeah, no,
that you don't really see. The first season's still my favorite. I think that there was some moments of brilliance in that for sure.
I mean, yeah, there's been bits of
have
like
you seen
this.
Any of them yet?
No,
okay. There's been bits of yeah, because they're just so strange.
Yeah,
like yeah.
So far, where I'm at in the fourth season, man, I'm loving it.
It takes. It's interesting. I'm not gonna say anything. You'll see.
Yeah. For the initial first reveal, holy crap!
Yeah, he's pretty gross.
That's one of the best things on TV that I've ever seen.
He's gross.
Yeah.
He's gross. So imagine Pennywise. Like you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
The refrigerator scene, but like a character that just does that.
Oh wow!
Like as a contortionist and can kind of like bend their body all around all the time. Magnificent. Like.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I was almost crawling out of my seat, like, what is happening?
Yeah, so it's just, like, gross. You're just like, oh, no, don't do that.
That's not right. That's what
people
do.
Yeah. It's funny. Did you see who's going to be at Horror Hound in Cincy?
Mm-mm.
Christina Ricci.
Oh, wow.
And then, I guess, Christopher Lloyd? I was like, Harold Lloyd. Harold Lloyd's going to be there.
Wow. Yeah, that's disturbing.
Christopher Lloyd? Yeah, maybe.
Christopher Lloyd's going to be there?
I think so.
Holy
but God. Another big actor, like, and because me and Jen were talking, because like, she was like, have you seen? And it was like, I mean, I think it's the money. It's like, I think they're realizing, one, like, everybody wants to kind of have people, like, gush over them and adore them. And as long as you can, like, I don't know, you're going to be safe. No one's going to, like, especially with Christina Ricci, like, no one's going to touch you. No one's going to do anything. Like, you're going to have people watching you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, you're going to be paid. You're going to be paid to go out there, like, putting in a flight, putting you up in a hotel. You're going to be paid to be there. You're just going to fucking rake in tons of money.
People are going to tell you how great
you are. Yeah, and how great you are for 3 days, and then you're going to go fucking home. Yeah. And you'll have a couple people that'll be, like, be kind of creepy. But that's just fucking, that's just real world anyway.
Right.
Fandom is a little odd, but yeah, like I think everybody's realizing how much money is in fandom.
Yeah,
right. It's not any worse than if she ever worked with Harvey Weinstein, so right. Any creep that goes to that's gonna be better.
Right.
The worst they're gonna do is ogle you and be like, "Oh my god!" Like, it was just kind of awkward, flirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is what it's going to be. Is like, because it's not like she has like a career. Like models, it would be worse. Like, so we play West Coast, it's going to be like, oh yeah, I jerked off to you. Like, this won't, you won't get that, but you'll get, I don't think you would.
Not because.
But you'll get creepers that were like, you were so hot in Adam's Family.
Right.
Like that. Yeah. Like, ooh, I was like 15.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, again, I think it's just there's too much money and they're that's realizing cool. that.
Nice,
but again, yes. Jen was like, I wonder how much they're going to be. And like, that's the thing is like.
Christopher Lloyd, that's.
Yeah, like, let me look it up. But yeah, like.
That's pretty crazy.
Like $100 at least.
But then, you know, I met Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
And that was pretty mind-blowing. Like, for a moment there, you know, I usually can stay pretty level-headed. Yeah. You know, it's just somebody that.
Yeah.
Did cool things.
Let's see if this is absolutely. The same.
But when I walked in the room and saw him, I was like, wow, this is a really weird moment in my life.
It's Malcolm McDowell.
Like 5 feet away from Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like meeting Donald Pleasance, right?
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You would have lost your mind meeting Donald Pleasance.
It's the same iconic
yeah.
presence.
Yeah.
And that's what picture I went for.
Or did you?
I went for the
oh, Jesus.
Dr. Loomis. Yeah.
Christina Ricci, Nev Campbell, Meatloaf, Christopher Lloyd, Doug Jones, Dylan McDermott, Robert Patrick, Pauly Shore.
Did you see his horror movie?
No.
It's on YouTube.
Carol Struken.
Pauly Shore has a horror
movie. Unknown Henson's going to be there. That's kind of fun.
Wow.
Oh, God. The Roy from Friday Five. Billy Boyd's going to be there. So they have a bunch of... Weird. Doug Jones.
Meatloaf, Doug Jones, Nev Campbell.
So, yeah, it's almost a... Because, yeah, they have a bunch of people. So, one, two, three, because Carol Struken is going to be there. So, three people from Anna's Family.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, that's... I mean, that's... Yeah, that's a lot of... That's going to be a lot of money. Like, because I don't know what Nev Campbell would charge, too. Like, that's...
I hear she's not that bad, but
I mean, and the thing is too is you're probably people are gonna probably find out like Christina Ricci is probably super approachable, super nice.
Right.
That's what like
yep.
generally speaking, it's yep. it usually turns out that like these people are like
mm-hmm.
kind of like again. I think if you can get by like the like your ego and just be like, no, I'm just gonna go and fucking make a bunch of goddamn money. Like I'm gonna walk out with fucking sacks of money
mm-hmm.
and like oh yeah, and go and have fun. Like go
Matthew Lillard, he was just like. Hey, everybody, here I am.
Like, I could see where if, like, Savini did, like, again, Savini did it in a different era, like, when he, like, kind of got burned out and you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I think one, it might have been frustration because he wasn't working a ton. Like, really, like, because he got more excited when he did Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah.
But he hadn't done a ton for a minute. And then it just, again, it was a different era, and now it's, like, such kind of a heyday for conventions, and it's, like, now that there's more horror conventions and like horror fans are just like
yeah because I've seen Savini like 5 times now and sometimes now you see him soften and you're just like oh hey it's Tom Savini and, like the first time I walked around the corner there was no one at his table I just walked right up like,
which hey, is which is weird
Tom Savini
to think that like yeah. Yeah
and, well and I just came from at that time I came from Robert Kurtzman's table.
Yeah, so when it's, yeah, and it's just like, kind of like, meh.
But he had a...
It's Tom Savini, whatever.
Yeah, he had a ton of people. Because they were taking pictures with the Tusk costume.
Oh, God. I think he was at the con that I got the Freddy picture, because he's the one that did the Freddy mask.
So damn nice.
P.S. I think I'm hijacking this podcast, and we're just going to push the topic to the next one. Does that make sense? Because we're already half an hour in just talking shit anyways, and that way we can have Lucifer and...
Yeah.
That work?
No, he doesn't get to be part of this. We're doing it now. Yeah, that's good.
Because, I mean, it seems like we have enough stuff kind of to catch up on anyways.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But just program note.
So this show's titled to be Ketchup and Mustard.
Yes. Mustard's good. Tastes good. But now it's interesting, though, like, why can't we just get famous enough to, like, be paid to go be famous?
Like, when you only got to... Like
how great is that?
One time, you have to have something hit for you one time. Because look at
and Pauly Shore's there. Fucking A, they do probably getting like $10,000 to be there.
You think he's
getting well, I mean, his career
for 3 days.
His mom, though, so right. He really didn't have to do anything.
I mean, he's let's face it. Like, if you,
I'm not saying he's untalented.
No,
I'm just saying that his mother was hit big time.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, Dinosaur's mom.
I don't know who the fuck Shore is famous.
It's the comedian. What's her name?
Mitzi? Mitzi Shore? Mitzi Gaynor?
No, Mitzi Shore. And she owned the most comedy famous club comedy club in...
Yeah.
In the Pancake Hollywood. Factory?
No. Wasn't it...
The Laugh
it
Factory?
What is... Yeah, why can't I think of the name of it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
She did though.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
But I mean, like, if you polled people our age, they would. I mean,
Encino Man.
Yeah, people would say that he did like love stuff he did. So I mean, I'm just like the fact that he's well after he's
right.
Kind of his
heyday is gone.
Yeah, he is gone moldy.
But I still wheeze the juice.
Yeah. So it's just yeah, like so. I mean, again, like.
Right.
I mean, MTV, yeah. He was big on that for some reason.
I mean, again, like, for 3 days, I bet you got 10 grand. For a three-day show. Damn. I mean, seriously, like, for 3 days?
That's probably the biggest payday he's had in forever.
No.
You don't think so?
Well, shit, I mean, how much do you think? Like, Christina Ricci's probably, like, 40, 50. I'm guessing. But, like
for, really?
For this.
The,
not for the show. Bruce she's not getting paid that.
Bruce no Campbell way. Was 30 grand.
Real?
Bruce Campbell's 30 grand. Huh. Like when we
so
when
that's
people
what guarantees?
Were, I think see, I don't know. I just I know that's the that I'm, I don't know. Maybe that is a guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
But I don't know. Like I don't know, dude. Like if you're some of these people, like do you just like? I mean, I guess like would you just be like?
If I'm Pauly Shore, I probably do. Buddy.
But like Christina Ricci can still go make
Christina
a movie.
Ricci
she
is
can
different.
Still go make a movie yeah. For $250,000.
Right.
Like,
I thought it was weird when they got Kiefer Sutherland.
Like
shit.
Nev Campbell could still
that's
go get a movie
crazy.
For like
that's
a couple hundred grand.
Considering yeah. How busy he is too.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah.
Like I don't think he's ever stopped working since the 1990s.
Right.
But he's been in something.
Right.
But do you think
and
some
pretty big thing?
Yeah.
Do you think some like when fucking Jeff Goldblum did the one show.
Right.
Do you think it's just like a weirdness? Just like, I've got to see what this is about. Like,
I got to do it.
Geek culture is so big. I've got to see. I'm just, because yeah. You will have stories for the rest of your life. This weird shit like, oh God, I went and took a shit next to the guy that was in Lord of the Rings. Man, he takes a dumper. Like,
right.
Like, you know, like, this weird shit. Like,
Lord of the Rings segue for the next episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So.
Good going.
Yeah.
It's like.
I was noticing, like, PJ Souls. There's a couple people that you can get pictures with for free.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're like, I'm not going to charge you for a picture. Sid Haig.
Really?
Oh, he
his price
he seems like...
Yeah, right. he never, like, charges for, yeah, for photos with, like, cause that, which is pretty good. And I think, huh. I don't think...
And he charges cheap
I wanna
for
say,
pictures and things.
I want to like, say signed. Most of them, because PJ Souls, I bought something for... Amy, and she did the picture. It was like, oh, I'll do it. Because she didn't barely talk. Her voice was blown out. But, like, most of them, if you buy something, we'll do a photo with, like, Lance Henderson, same thing. Like, he was like, I'll do a photo
yeah.
With you, like, if you
I
buy
his
something.
Book and he book.
Which I think is legit. Like, where it's like,
yeah.
I gotta make something, because I'm here to fucking make money. But,
right.
You know, it's weird to fleece somebody for just, a photo.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mr. Henderson. I gotta put up my tripod. Get the lights behind you.
But.
Well, I... Nice
can I get you to be on the hood of my car? Tawny Kitaen style.
Come out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Had a nice conversation with him. I bought his book. Had a really nice conversation with him. Then I was walking around. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't get a picture. So I was just so happy that I talked to him. So I went back. And he was like, sure, come around. So
that was cool. That's
some of them guys are really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to get a picture with, I can't remember the actor's name, Vernon...
Leslie Vernon?
No, he was like the
Vernon
main
Maxwell.
Villain in Road Warrior.
Oh, right.
The Mohawk.
Right. Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Really?
You gotta buy stuff. Oh. And what I looked like, his picture's like $40 a piece.
God.
Yeah. And I thought, you've only been in 4 movies in your whole life, and
that's
the only
why.
One that ever showed in America
I,
is fucking Road
why.
Warrior.
You need the money.
Yeah,
that's true. I get that mentality, because it's, I mean, it's kind of like. Like, all right, so whenever I'm selling books and shit, like, and somebody wants something else, my mind always goes to figure out a deal. Like, oh, you know, but you don't have to, because, like, they may just fucking bite on the bigger price. But
right.
It's kind of like, if you come,
yeah,
if you come out a little bit, like, just, like, somebody will be like, oh, okay. If that dude does that, somebody might buy something, like, either, I mean, you can call it pity if you want, but it's still fucking money. But yeah, kind of like, kind of like, oh, what a cool dude. Like, so you can be super cool about it, but, like, I get that maybe he has tried that, and people are just like, never buy stuff then.
Right.
Just like, so, again, $10 for a photo.
Right, $10.
Yeah, that's not bad. Reasonable. It's putting some money in your pocket. It's not a big deal. Like,
paid $15 for a Victoria Price.
Yeah, it's like...
I felt fine about that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it's no big deal. Like, and usually you'd give you a couple minutes to talk to him for a second.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think there's ways to work it. And who knows with agents that get involved and we have, like, you know, an agent and all that shit. Because we dealt with people with the cons, like, who had multiple agents and stuff. And so
yeah,
if you're paying somebody money, it's like, well, fuck, I got to make my money. And then I got to do whatever I'm making to them.
A couple of the people that we got for our con were like, don't even talk to my agent.
Right.
Just don't even let them know I'm doing this. Yeah. Okay. I won't. Yeah. I won't if you won't. And don't let them know how much I'm doing it for. Don't let anyone know.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, okay. You got it. Deal.
We had Eric Estrada.
Yes.
Which is funny, though, because he has been in Flint for a show.
Wow, has he really?
He was in a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
A couple years ago?
Yeah.
And Eddie Munster was at...
I kept trying to get down there, but
I couldn't. I think it was this year. I was down there and saw him. I just wanted to go look at Dragula in the other car. I was like...
How cool.
I was like, I never was a Munsters guy. I was an Addams Family guy, so I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
I like them both. I can't choose.
I mean, if I had to watch them, I'd
watch
them. I
would love you going up to me like, I'm an Addams Family guy.
Hey, bro. Welcome to Flint. Deuces.
You pull out a thing out of your pocket, like your little finger.
I got a thing right here. point at your junk.
Yeah,
I got Cousin Nick right here, baby.
He was supposed to do a signing at a comic store.
Oh, years ago.
And the comic owner called me up. He's like, you want to come down with me to pick up?
I remember.
I was like, hell yeah, I do want to go down there.
Yeah.
He didn't show up. He was sick or something. Yeah. But he also seems like a really cool guy. I don't know.
Everybody's cool if you pay him.
I'm going to fight him.
Yes.
I'm going to fight Eddie Munster.
You're going to get your ass beat by Eddie Munster.
No way. He's an old man now. I could take him, I'm sure.
Did you see... you want to segue to next week or the next podcast? Here's your segue. Did you see the list of Del Toro like stuff that he's been working on?
Yeah.
Like he had, like, it's funny because it's all the stuff because, and I think it's because he must be conscious of how much shit people kind of give him because he's always quote unquote involved with so much stuff. And I'm just like,
he's just trying to do.
Yeah,
these things.
I've talked about this on here. Like, people just don't understand how Hollywood works. That's like, you sign a deal, like, cool, you're going to work on this. And then if you're not working on other shit, like, you become Romero or Barker or Carpenter, where it's like you spend 5 years trying to get shit off the ground. And
that's
it's
why,
like,
yeah.
It's like he spent how many years on fucking Hobbit, mm-hmm. and then it fell apart. So,
3 years.
But yeah, like, it listed a bunch of stuff that he's been involved in. And it, like, and then he kind of came back and he's like, yeah, there's other projects that I'm working on that are still active. But there's, like, a whole list of shit that just kind of, like,
fell apart
or whatever.
You know, aside from Mountains of Madness.
Yeah.
That's, like, the dream project. That's never going to happen, probably.
See,
Shape of Water maybe got him a step closer to it. I don't know.
I think it happens. I think it doesn't happen how we think. I think it'll be animated.
I'm with you.
Or it'll be something like that. Especially because... He has a relationship with Netflix.
He did the Hellboy movies, animated.
Was he involved with those?
I think
the animated
he wrote
ones,
them, at least.
But, like,
sure.
He's involved with them with Trollhunters, and there's two more series
and he
of that.
Writes and directs some of them.
He's involved with them with the Pinocchio movie coming soon.
Right,
gets to be on Netflix. He has a Pinocchio movie.
Yep, he's doing Pinocchio.
Well, Roberto Benigni's not gonna be the most, like, comfortable Pinocchio movie ever made now.
Well, did you see fucking Andy Serkis?
Stop motion.
What?
Yep.
Andy Serkis's Mowgli is coming out next week. Yeah, next week on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
He did a Jungle Book movie, and it was, you know, supposed to be much closer to the book.
Yeah.
But since Disney did theirs, nobody wanted it. So Netflix is like, well, fuck it, we'll put it out. And it looks good. Like, it looks, and it's the kind of, like, Planet of the Apes kind of creepy, like, ooh, like that kind of like slap motion, like, or like
anime. It's close to the book, you know, it's like you have the musical numbers.
The only thing about the, I don't know if we should be saving this for the next podcast or if you want to go ahead and start talking about it, but because I was going to say something else about Del Toro.
Oh, no, but to get back to that, but no, I that's my guess, though, is that it's, people are starting to kind of talk like that's going to be the next big push. Is animation for adults, where they kind of do it a little bit. And they like anime always has, you know.
I think they should have done the whole Universal Dark Universe that way.
I mean, DC has done DC has done very well by doing playing it that way. Like I think if you got the right, and again, like you,
I would put up their animated things against Marvel's live action or something.
It'd be better than their live action against it.
To be honest. Well, sure,
but like. The right people involved in doing it the right way, like, you could still get Tom Cruise to do the voice for it. You could still get people,
exactly,
like, and it's like, unless he is so, like, adamant, like, I have to be in it, like, physically, like, you could still do, you know, like, he does weird stuff. Like, look at, Tropic Thunder. He does weird stuff from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
And if you
that kind of made people like him more.
Having watched Tintin recently, like if you could get that level of animation, yikes!
Yeah,
like that would be. But again, that'd be my guess. And it'll be like a big deal when they do it because it'll be like an $80 to $100 million animated movie, and people are like the fuck. And like somebody like I say, like Netflix will go for it. And like if you get Tom Cruise and big names and stuff, and it's a big deal, like premiere. I mean, I don't know.
And the Spider-Man movie coming out in December is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to make a lot.
But that's my guess, is that I don't think it's complete. I think that'd be the next
I hope so.
Push. And then you could do so much more. Like
the one that really bothers me personally is Haunted Mansion, though. Ever since he announced that, that's been in the back of my mind. Like, oh, Del Toro Haunted Mansion.
I think
Disney, it's called Crimson Peak.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they kind of said in the thing, is like, well, that's basically.
But
I don't think that's
more whimsy.
Sure.
I think
there was enough whimsy Crimson Peak for you.
I think Disney
not quite.
I didn't quite
get there.
I think Disney is adamant that they have zero interest in their like Black Hole and Watcher in the Woods and Something Wicked Days. I think they have zero interest in doing horror movies. And I think like well their stuff is kind of scary. And I don't think he would make it like because I think he has that kind of about him like Robert Rodriguez where he'd like to do stuff that kids can watch and like his you know family stuff
and he knows it's just, he would know where it should go he has that sensibility.
I just feel like it fall I have a bad feeling it would fall flat and I think it would be I think Disney wouldn't know how to sell it and you'd see another Crimson Peak where like they would sell like the whimsy and the jokes and the ha it's great because they'd be
you go in there and it's terrible
it's gonna be scary because I think they'd be worried that families won't come out to scare
I mean just if you could even have a script like the Eddie Murphy version but if Del Toro makes it it's gonna be amazing you know what I mean
well I think the problem is too is that families don't watch scary stuff together because there isn't a ton of PG-13 and under scary stuff, and families just don't.
It's like Hotel Transylvania. That's
And it's like, it's cool because it's an entry point for families and kids and stuff, but like you could watch the Universal movies and stuff together, like the old ones or whatever, and they just don't. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's weird, again, because I think it's just, it's interesting that a lot of people, when they become parents and parent age, they're, you know, it's like the punk rock kids that become conservatives. It's just like something switches, and they're just like, nope, not my kid, they're not watching that. That's garbage. It's like, motherfucker, you grew up on that. Nope, it's different. It's totally different. It's like, but, okay. Like, I guess.
So
it's like, I wouldn't make them, you know,
I started my kids on Universal when they were like 7.
And I think that's great. I mean, I think that would be.
Yeah.
I showed, like, their first horror movies were, like, Evan Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
And it was great. And now they love
it. Because it gives them a point, like, it shows the monsters, and they can kind of laugh at them.
Right.
And then you can
be
kind
okay
of, like,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's like, you can make sense of. Then you can introduce them, it's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, like, I
throws a little girl in the lake.
Evan Costello Meet Frankenstein, Wolfman, and then The Exorcist, when they were, like, monsters.
Right. No, I mean, movies with. kids need to see themselves in the movie. So, you know, Exorcist is a little girl, The Brood, The Omen. These are the movies Serbian. You start children.
I was going to say Serbian film has a little boy in it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, come on. No, they can relate.
Well, I told
Fulci's movies, because there's that little girl that gets popped in the head.
Right. Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah, little girl.
Village of the Damned.
Yeah. And it has Superman in it, if you watch the new one.
Yeah.
I know you. You're just going to try to kill me later.
God damn it, the one. The Demon Seed? Or no, is it? No. Bad Seed. Bad Seed.
Bad Seed, yeah.
I actually tried to put that when they did that Rue Morgue 200 films you need to see or whatever.
Yeah.
I had the family section.
Oh.
And I tried to put Bad Seed in there, and I tried to put Watership Down in there.
You're twisted.
I tried. I gave it a shot. But, yeah.
Was Watership Down there just like, that's not horror?
I don't know. No one addressed it all. It just didn't make it into the book.
Right,
It was like, no, you're not putting that in there. Bad Seed, I think they were covering in a different chapter. So it was, you know, Monster Squad, the usual.
Bad Seed 2, even better.
Like, I'm gonna try to wedge Watership Down into this and see.
See, then you should have gone hardcore and put in fucking Plague Dogs. Yeah. Like, okay, fine.
Cool. Well, I wanted to be in
the book. Deep cut. So.
Deep cut. That's funny. Whatever. But when I was telling Michaela, my oldest daughter, she wanted to watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
Sure.
And she was like, 9. Okay. I'm like, no, you can't start with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right, right.
Some kids at age 9 be great.
Exactly. You know your kid.
You know your kid.
You know your kid.
And I was like, all right, so you need to watch some of these Universal movies first.
Yeah.
And then she just went on a run for like 2 weeks and watched every Universal movie. She's like, Dad, I watched all of them. Let's watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right,
like,
right.
Okay.
Well, sometimes also the kid makes mistakes because he thinks maybe they're bigger pants than they have. You know, I watched Growing Up, Planet of the Apes, Omega Man, Dracula's Wizard from the Grave. So I ended up with big pants, and I was like, oh, it's time for me to watch It's Alive.
Right.
Well, that,
it wasn't time.
That didn't go very well.
Your pants weren't too big then.
Pumpkinhead actually got me.
Yeah.
And I was older at that point, like maybe 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
And that one actually got to me. I had a nightmare that night that he was standing in the doorway. I was laying on the couch, and I woke up. I'm like, what?
Thing fucked me up.
The thing?
Yeah, because I had nightmares. That gave me nightmares. I saw it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
That's shit.
That's legit. That's legit.
And I was, when it happened, to put it all in context, was early in the day, I was running for my older brother, and I felt and I broke my shoulder. So I was in Hurley for like hours.
Right.
And then I was taken home. I'm told you can't get off the couch, lay down on the couch. We're gonna put a movie in. We're gonna put a movie on for you just to watch. My brother put on "Don't Be Afraid of the Dark."
And you couldn't move.
I couldn't move off the couch.
You left the room, right?
Yeah.
You were.
And I had the harness on.
Oh my god!
The whole shoulder harness you had.
I'm amazed that you still like horror.
Oh my god! Right.
Well, wow. Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot. It's
like,
messed up.
Like, and it's I mean, really, it's. I mean, it's a really good and scary, but like, I mean, the kid stuff is the tap 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 tap. Oh
right,
yeah,
that's
bump
terrifying.
That all
yeah.
day.
You know, I watched that, and my mom must have known about that part. She went outside the window. I swear.
She read the book probably, so she knew it was
she
coming.
Not that kind of a.
Okay.
I don't know how she knew.
Well, she did.
She had to have seen it already.
Pretty clever.
And we were all pretty young, but we were sitting around. Watching it. And all
probably the ad. Because I think the ad showed. It's yeah, the ad would show.
Yeah. So she was out there tapping on the window.
Excellent. Yeah, but it's 70s and the 70s made for television horror.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Dark Knight of Scarecrow.
Dark Knight of Scarecrow.
I pissed myself. I was 10.
Yeah.
Why was I watching that?
Why was Trilogy of Terror made for television?
Right.
Are you serious?
Don't you think
sometimes... That's on television?
Like,
Gargoyles?
Gargoyles.
I don't know if it's pulled up really, really well for being made for TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those
comparatively, like...
Comparatively, yeah.
Like, I mean, some of the King ones were decent, but, like, otherwise there really weren't. It was just the kind of corny ones.
Right.
Like, Craven tried his hand at it and didn't really do a great job. He did one or two TV ones.
Mm-hmm. Did he?
There's a sorority of blood, or you know, there's a sorority one, I think, and there's another one.
There's one I can't think of the name of it. It's not.
But again, not, again, though, I think
not my favorite Craven work.
Wasn't Carpenter's version of "Don't Answer the Phone" made for television?
Oh, someone to watch it. Yeah, someone to watch it with me or something. That was really. It was. It's fascinating to watch because he did it for Halloween, and you can see beats in it that he put in Halloween. Like you can tell, like moments that you're like, "Oh, you clever duck."
Yeah. And the thing about it that's odd is watching it, and the score comes on, and it doesn't feel like Carpenter all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And the whole movie's like, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Then the score comes up, and you're like, "Oh man, yeah, that's right."
I've been meaning to rewatch it. I just wanted to get the blue of it. This is one of those when they put those out, and it's like, just haven't gotten a chance to. Because that, and then there's,
not to keep on bringing up, I met Carpenter, but that's what I talked to him about when I met him.
Oh, when you, that movie?
Uh-huh. Someone's watching me, and I talked about the score with him, which he brightened right up.
Aw.
Because you know everybody's not saying
that. Yeah,
right.
Talk about the music of someone's watching me.
Right.
And I asked him about if he had any say in it, or if he was just like, here it is, this goes for this scene.
Let me put a tip out to people going to the cons.
Uh-huh.
Talk to the celebrities about movies that nobody knows about.
Love it.
They'll steal my thunder.
They love it.
Or aspects of their career that people would know. Like,
right.
Like, oh, so you or did
if
this.
If you want to talk about
Chris said Ted Raimi signed a Lunatic, not Lunatics, it was the other one.
Yes, down here somewhere.
What was that movie again?
Oh, fuck, where is it hanging up? Oh, over there, Skinner.
The Skinner.
Yeah.
And he was on Chris for the rest of the day.
That's great.
Like that, and well, Tracy Lords too. Like they're both like, it was on Laserdisc. It's like,
Yeah.
Barry Bostwick didn't know about the big 4-disc Tales from Halloween, the big
box
set. He was asking me a bunch of questions about it. That was pretty cool. But you're right. You have to ask them about things that they don't.
See, it'd be interesting to ask Carpenter about something like Starman. Because to me, like, that's his Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
It's like, so if that had done well, like, would he have wanted to take his career kind of like that? Like, and do more? Because had The Thing taken off, he could have, you know, that would have been a Spielberg, like, where he could have kind of written his fucking ticket. But if Starman, because it was so different than whatever else he did.
That's like
an Invisible Man.
The time and place, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the time and place where he became more cynical. Almost for sure.
Oh, that era?
Almost for sure, because E.T. destroyed The Thing.
Yeah.
I destroyed it.
Destroyed it.
Not even close. Yeah.
That whole thing was just like, no, it was the wrong time for that. Right. He had to have been bitter about that, because
notoriously.
Come on.
Well, I mean, I imagine, though, too, it's as much as you put in, like, they shot fucking in, like, miserable-ass weather, and, like, as much as they had put into it, and as hard as it would have been to do those physical effects and shoot them, like, it's probably just a drag, because, like, a movie about a little dude that goes, hell yeah, and sells fucking, you know, Reese's Pieces. And you're just like, damn it.
You know,
and, I mean, again, like, I've said before, like, if you look at them, like, side by side, The Thing is a better movie, hands down. Like, I get why E.T.'s popular. I get why people love it. Thing is a better movie. It has more to say. It's better made. It is what it is.
Like, people now, when they talk to him about it, they'll be like, Thing, like, oh, yeah, it's the greatest horror movie of all time. I love it. And he'll be like, where were you then? Where are all your people?
No, exactly.
Well, shit. So me and my friend Jack went with these people. Like, I'd gotten in when I was 18. I audited whatever, got into a horror film class at MOP when I was still in high school. And the people that were connected to that, like the guy, the instructor and somebody else, we all went to go see, and my friend Mike went to go see, Naked Lunch. Because it was in some art house, and me and my friend were the only two that liked it. Jack didn't even really like it. He was like, man, it's okay. This whole group of like artsy-fartsy people. And you look back now, and it's like, no, it's fucking great. And well, back then, we were just like, oh, it was great. There's like, oh, no. And I'm like, what the fuck didn't it? It was inherently weird. Like,
right.
Two things wrong with that title.
What is that from?
It's from Simpsons.
Okay.
All the kids skip school, they go to see it, and they come out, and they go, there's two things wrong with that title.
That's classic. That's funny.
I think it's Milhouse that says it.
That's great. That's a funny line.
Oh man. So yeah, I don't know. It's just, it is weird though when you see shit that people don't get. Like, and it seems like it's funny, people have turned around Crimson Peak, the turnaround has been pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like and now they're kinda like, okay.
I get what it is.
Yeah. But like there's been other movies that we've seen recently, it seems like, where like we were all kinda like, what the fuck don't you see? And then people are like, oh, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I got it. So
right.
I mean, whatever.
And a lot of times, like you said, it's going to take years.
And then you'll get like a Blair Witch thing where everybody loved it, and now there's like, it's stupid.
And then there's like a little swing back towards it.
Yeah.
Again, oh, well, it was kind of brilliant. Yeah.
Well, or like
the marketing was cool.
The shit all over the sequel, and it's like, or like the newer one, the newer one. Blair Witch. And I'm like, wait, so they gave you a more intense version of, and I mean, again, like I like the original way more, obviously. It's my favorite movies, but like a more intense version of the original. Showed you more.
You got to see some stuff this time.
And it's straight up scary as fuck.
It's a great movie. It's a lot of fun.
So, I don't know what.
What do you want?
Yeah, it's like, if you didn't like it, then cool. But it's like, I mean, to me, like the Halloween remakes that Zombie did. It's like, I get if you don't like it. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want a Halloween movie. And then when someone gives you a new Halloween movie with a different take, and then cry about it, because then, motherfucker, go watch Halloween 6. have a whole stack of those
Zombie movies was always, go watch Resurrection.
Yeah.
If you don't like that, go watch Resurrection, asshole. Because it's better than that.
Yeah, and that's, and again, I going back to Halloween, I still say that about the newest one. It's like, so cool, so you like the original, and you don't like the zombie, you hate the zombie ones, and you're lukewarm about the new ones. Like, so which ones do you like? Two. Is what you like.
You like one and two.
You like two. Which, cool, but Carpenter didn't even want to do that one. So that was kind of like they forced him to do that one. So like you like the movie, he didn't want to do it. So that's cool. three doesn't have anything to do with fucking Michael Myers, so let's take that out of the equation. And then four. Four is a hard-boiled egg version of the first one. Like, it's good, but it's not like...
It's fun.
Yeah, it's like it's okay.
But there's one for you right there. Three. Was hated when it came out.
Yes,
And then, like the thing, I think of years later, people are like, okay, it's pretty amazing.
I think of it so weird.
Yeah.
And I think they're finally like, okay, I get it. It's a bit super context, weird.
Yeah. And I feel pretty good about that because I had it in my book before the big old turnaround. Yeah. Everybody's like, yay.
Though it's interesting.
I love it now.
It's interesting like, it makes you wonder how much of nowadays, how much of that is pushed by the industry. In that, was there as much, or was there as loud a chorus of "I love it" until Scream Factory
put it
back out,
and then
people, and like it got all this attention and all this love, which they were trying to do the whole series anyways. But it's like, and then people are like, "Yeah, fucking love that movie." Right. It's like,
it's like what was that movie? The video Dead.
No, there's a movie. Yeah,
and then they get a Scream Factory, right?
God, I don't think so. I'm not sure.
No, I'm thinking of
not Vinegar Syndrome or one of the other ones.
Terrorvision. I don't know. Anyway, Rod Rex. That Rod Rex is another one.
Terrible fucking movie. Everybody. Clive Barker hates the fucking movie. Absolutely, and it's stupid. It's stupid as shit. And people are like, oh yeah,
finally, snap into it. Rex.
It's like, I can finally see it in clear crystal. Why? It was better when it was foggy.
That one was definitely better when it was foggy. Because I have, good childhood memories of Rawhead Rex. And it should have stayed there. The VHS, it was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine the dudes that went out to go see it at, a movie house. When they did, one or two dates to show it. I'm like, who the fuck comes out 25 years later to watch Rawhead Rex? it's not even the uncut version you never saw. It's no, it's just Rawhead Rex. It's still a stupid costume, it's a Nordic heavy metal character from some album cover, from a band called Norse Blood or Hog's Face or some fucking stupid thing, and they made a movie about it.
Hog's Face.
No, and the big actor in it is Hoyt Axton. That's the big actor.
Right.
Come on.
Which is funny, because I think we even talked about, wasn't he in Curse 2?
He's not bad in Curse 2.
So he had a point where he was just like, what scripts do you have?
I'll right? do it.
Yeah, it's like,
what do you got?
Yeah, you tell me.
I'm in.
Hardcore Part 2, I'm in. Like, I will take over the George C. Scott role.
Biodome, I'm in.
Name it, I'm in.
Exodus 2? Okay, no, I won't do that one.
No.
Raging Bull 2? I'm in. Whatever, I don't know. But yeah, I think that's interesting, though, that like the industry, I think, kind of drives some of that.
And totally.
And there are fanboys out there for movies that you can't figure out.
Fright Night 2. People were freaking out because they put it out on like a nice edition. I'm like, I saw that in the theater, and I guess I need to give it another spin, but I remember that being boring.
Fright Night 2, the original
Yeah, sequel? And I'm like, I don't remember that having any goddamn worth. Like, it was just like, okay.
But I had the DVD, the one that's like out of print.
Oh.
And like, now they're like
had $50 or have
price. Had.
Oh. Bum, so bum, the, bum bum
bum bum. Price is wrong.
I keep looking around for shit like that. I'm like, I need to sell some shit. Like, what do I have? And I'm like, I think I robbed the castle. I don't think I have anything really worth it anymore.
You can sell your Blu-ray of Bedtime Stories or Deadtime Stories.
I was like, he has Bedtime Stories down here.
Deadtime Stories.
Adam Sandler.
I'm joking.
That's joking. No, well, fuck, I could...
It's on time.
The Gorilla's book's worth a bunch of money, actually.
Yeah.
Which I still boggles my mind, but worth a bunch of loot.
Oh, that's worth a lot of money?
Yeah.
I'll walk up last. I have some business I need to...
You still have my Forbidden Planet.
I do, and I also have your John Skip book and Lovecraft CD. And awesome. I know I have the collector. I saw it. I was gonna bring all this.
Why don't you wrap those for us and then give them to us, right. And then it'll be kind of like Christmas.
For Christmas. You'll forget you even had them.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah. Oh, hey.
It's funny because the movie is called The Collector. Like, literally.
Well, I collected it.
Right, absolutely you did. I feel like you locked in your basement like The Collector did to
I
the girl.
I watched it like 3 days after you let me borrow it. I had it for like 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I always do the math of those two. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if he watched 30 seconds a day, I would have gotten it back for now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sometimes.
Well, the John Skip book, I busted open. I was going to, you know, I said, no, I'm going to read this. I open it up, and it's all signed. It has this nice, you know, kind of message for you in it. And so I'm like, I close every. I'm going to read this downstairs. I'm like all careful reading it.
I mean, just don't drink some hot cocoa with the motherfucker.
I can't not do that. That's what I do when I read Skip.
I have to drink hot cocoa.
I mean, Chris, who doesn't drink hot cocoa when they read Skip?
I guess that's true.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
He eats strawberry pies when he reads Get a Straw. I don't know.
Daiquiris with King.
It's just a little thing I do. I have these certain...
themed drinks.
Right. I have themed drinks for the books I read.
Diet Verners with Lovecraft.
You don't want to know what it is.
Because it tastes like seawater. Right. I guess it might be a diet squirt, maybe.
You don't want to know what I eat when I watch Naked Lunch.
Foot long. maybe that's just me.
Perv. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, do we have anything kind of last-minute additions to the,
like,
for the good of the cause?
Like what we saw kind of deal?
Whatever you want, baby.
I watched the Planet of the Apes movies backwards.
Oh, yeah, I saw you were doing that.
Because I was told you can see things in it that...
correspond?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're so wrapped up in the story if you watch it the right way. You don't realize... that they're hinting to you that it's not a time loop.
Mm.
So I did do it that way, and I was like, oh my gosh.
So did it pan out?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a scene in Escape, and there's a scene in Battle, where literally they talk about time, and if you change lanes in a road, you could change the idea that you won't keep doing the same thing over and over again. So then your brain is like, oh my god, they're kind of telling you that there is hope, technically, for them not to blow the fucking Earth up.
Right. Wow. What's the worst one?
All these years I thought it was Escape. Because I thought, oh, God, it's so stupid that they come back to normal time Earth.
Right.
It's not that bad, actually, watching it.
Is it not that bad in backwards context?
No, not at all. I haven't seen them all in a long time. So, no, I think it wasn't that bad. I think Battle lacks because it had so little money put into it. I mean, you literally see you see the apes with, like, shoe soles if they lift their foot up.
Really?
Like, under the fur. Oh, wow. And you're going, oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, they spent nothing on that. In fact, I think the documentary at the end talked about how the show was going on at the same time called Beyond, Planet of the Apes, and they spent as much on Beyond as they did on the last movie.
Wow.
But no, that was interesting. And then right now, I couldn't finish it before I came over, but I started watching, I think We're Alone Now, which is the end of the movie, end of the world movie with Peter Dinklage, and it's amazing.
Is it?
But something, like, I had to turn it off right when, like, something happened that I wasn't expecting.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm so annoyed right now. I have to run back and figure out, like, what the fudge is going on? But no, it's pretty great.
Like, you have a Hereditary moment with it?
It's not scary at all.
I paused.
It's really a drama.
Like, you know, you saw Hereditary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
you know the scene I'm talking about.
Oh, you paused it?
I paused it, and I got up, and I went to the bathroom, and I like thought about stuff for a minute. My
but
life.
But that was great happened, because most movies anymore would have, like, they're too clever for their own good, where they gotta tip things. That sounds good, like, something's gonna happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, when you watch certain movies and you can see how they're framing it, like, okay, obviously something's gonna pop out because it's framed a certain way, or
That was made it more realistic.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
I watched Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh, that show's good.
I liked it a lot. It's really good. I liked it a lot. That's also my favorite horror comic. So I was like, I know we're not going to be able to stick.
How close? Not really?
Not really.
So it's kind of like inspired by.
Yeah. They got the atmosphere. And a lot of the storyline is new. But they got the atmosphere. So I was pretty happy. I was just worried it was going to be like Riverdale, and it's not at all. So, hooray. I loved a lot of it, though.
Yeah, no, that was really good.
Watching it with Crystal and Audrey.
I heard the music was amazing.
It is. It's really cool. I mean, some of the stuff in there,
yeah, no, it's
I did not expect it. It's definitely horror.
Yeah.
They didn't mess around.
It's beautiful set design. Oh, like, all
it's gorgeous. Yeah. And the comic is so gorgeous, so it kind of... You'd have to do it that way, almost.
Did you see that they finally released another Witches story? The comic I like, Witches?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. For on Halloween. I haven't read it yet, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, they dropped the price on a bunch of, like, the Mignola stuff, like, the BRPDs and everything, so I was trying to, like, catch up. I still have 5 books I gotta buy. Because there's fucking 15 books to the BRPD, and then I have to fucking jump over and finish Abe Sapien, which is another, like, probably 10 books I gotta buy. Jesus Christ.
And then when you meet Doug Jones, he has to sign every one of those books.
They're all digital, so they can just sign my fucking... my tablet.
There you go.
Sign my thumb drive.
Sign my eyes, because that's what I saw.
Did you see that they put out... This isn't something I saw, but they released a Carpenter concert to Blu-ray?
Yeah, I want to kind of get it. Because Mandy was even kind of, like, stoked, because, like, when we see him, and he kind of dances around.
Yeah.
Which she kind of loved, so.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's what Blaine said. He's like, this is so cute, he's dancing.
Oh, my God. So, we watched, I'd never seen one of these Sharknado movies, and I clearly came in at the, I used to think Tony Ferrante, like, Anthony Ferrante, whatever, from fucking Fango, was, he needs to stop making movies. If that's reflective of his... Because, like, literally, Sharknado 6 was one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. Like, it was... Like, I don't honestly think anyone tried in any capacity. Like, it was just, like...
I don't
know
that they try in any of them. So I don't know if
maybe,
6 is any worse.
It just... I hope the other ones are better.
I saw the New York one.
But
I've never seen a good one.
But, like...
but I think they are what they are.
But it was funny because, like, it's so corny that they're going through time... And they cut to... yeah. So they're going through time.
Wait, they're going through time?
Yeah. And it I cuts to.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it seems as though Sharknado went off the rails.
They jumped themselves.
Yeah.
And how would you? And maybe they did. How would you not have a scene in the movies where you had Henry Winkler?
Right. Yeah, I know. Maybe Henry Winkler has better taste than that.
Maybe.
Screw that.
But like, yeah, there's a scene where it's in the Revolutionary War, and it cuts to a British ship. And it's the singer and somebody else from The Offspring, and they start playing the song for about a minute and a half of Keep 'Em Separated.
Shut up.
It's that kind of movie. But no, it was funny because they had Dee Snider in it as a character. And of course, because the writing is just so cerebral, I had to have him say, I'm not going to take this anymore.
Thank you for joining us on the Ghoulcast. Yeah. That's this week's episode. Yep. And
Dee Snider's in Sharknado.
Yeah.
Yes.
Part six.
It's not the only rock star that's ever done that.
Oh no,
David Bowie played a shark in Yellowbeard.
Really?
He does. You ever see the Monty Python offshoot movie Yellowbeard?
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
I know I haven't seen it because I would have remembered that. Now I have to Google it.
They're trying to scare some lady into
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I mean, duh.
It's a Monty Python option, right?
Right.
Tons of them are in it. And they're trying to scare Madeline Kahn into telling them where the treasure is. So they dip her in the water. And there's a shark swimming after her. So she's like, I'll tell you. So just bring her up. And it's basically David Bowie. He's like a sailor. So they put like a shark fin on his back to like swim behind her.
Jeez.
He's in for like a second. It's so weird.
He was there on set that day. Like, hey, you do this.
Must have been.
So, any last requests?
Can you play Freebird?
Night Moves by Bob Seger?
It's way better than the movie, so yes.
Could use a few pounds.
Because that song's kind of sad. It's about getting laid.
It is sad.
It's a sad song about getting laid.
That's funny.
Like, that's real life teenager.
That's some angst right there.
Start to cry because I got laid. I'm not going to nail her anymore. I'm going to think about my beard. I'm going to buy some butter and have some Night Moves. I'm going to watch Showtime.
It's Showtime.
With my butter and Showtime.
Or Netflix and chew.
And then he's got a song about how they said he was a girl because he had long hair. I don't know what song that is, but I think it's called They Called Me a Girl Because I Have Long Hair.
Oh, that's a turn the page.
Yeah.
When did you join her? Trying to buy a bagel. Call me a lady.
Trying to buy a bagel.
That's in the funny how. Turn the page. Got that. I'm on a tour singing around stuff on the stage.
Hashtag Silver Bullet. Man.
I can't think of any. I'm trying to think of, like, he did a fucking Beverly Hills Cop song for Beverly Hills Cop 2. I was like, he didn't do
Shakedown.
Yes.
Breakdown.
Could be a shakedown, takedown. Can't you hear Axel Foley? It's those Night Moves.
Oh, man.
It's going on my next album. I did, so, because every episode has to have to talk about Kiss, I did laugh. It was funny because on Facebook an ad came up for the, like, get $150 off the Kiss set. And it's like their huge, like, collector set where it's like $1,800 for a fucking ton of records and shit.
Oh, like the vault
fans? Yeah, and the fans just were fucking lighting them up like, cool, no. Like, like just ragging them out because how much it was. Like, are they going to come fucking deliver it in person? Like,
right. $1,800.
Yeah.
He does deliver stuff.
That's the 50. That's the, well, no, there's the crate, and that's like $50,000.
Yeah.
And he like will come and fucking to your house.
Like,
yeah,
to your house.
Like, I don't know if it's still on the table, but yeah, that was like, it was like
$50,000. I would be rolling film. And he's gonna be in my next movie.
And he will sue your ass.
It'd be worth it.
He'll do it, and then I'll sue you.
It'd be worth it because I was like, all right, take it off,
Mr. Simmons.
I have all this.
I know you're here just to deliver the crate, but I'm making Runaway 2. And I'm going to be playing the Tom Selleck part.
Runaway 2. No, but it'd be like, later on, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy that Gene Simmons sued the shit out of, he's making a new movie. Yeah. You can get a little bit of, you know,
right.
Indiegogo kind of thing.
All right, cool. All right, well, hopefully we'll be back in less than 2 months. Yeah. And with a Lucifer in tow, if he's done being Krampused up. If he's taking something for his Krampus.
Merry Krampus.
Merry Krampus. All right. And out.